The rook watches from an oak branch. His feathers rustle, his beak clacks. It has been a long time since he saw the sun and the moon come together. It has been even longer since he saw them heal a well. 100 people attend, arranged in stiff rows around the wide pond. Some have weapons, most have uniforms, and all have bored scowls. Behind them, long dormant beech trees stand sentry. 6. Always 6. Snow fell in the night, a light dusting that has turned the pine forest to fragile white. But it never touches the well, nor the mossy flagstones surrounding it, nor the beech trees waiting to come alive. The people call the sun Domna. They call the moon nothing at all. Both girls wear matching brown shifts that come to their knees, but this is where their likeness ends. The sun, with her golden hair, is annoyed and does not try to hide it. The moon, with her black hair, is impassive. All her feelings and thoughts kept tucked away behind lucent nothing. They remind the rook of someone he knew long ago. Someone who broke the world just to make it new again. Both girls are clearly cold. Both shiver and bounce, breaths fogging. A stone overhang lurches above the well, blocking what little light the true sun gleans at this early hour. The girls are trapped in shadow. When at last a round man with furs nods for them to begin, they do not hesitate. A single glance passes between them, a hint of a smile on the sun's face, then, hand in hand, the sun and moon dive into the cold, dark well. Soon, all that is visible are their legs, flashes of pale skin that wink beneath fresh-churned froth, a flicker of pale hands, a shimmer of toes. Then they vanish entirely, swallowed by the well. Several moments pass before a graceful man with hair the color of sunrise begins to prowl along the well's southern edge. Back and forth, always staring into the depths with an intensity no one can match, not even the rook. The rotund man snaps at him to stop. The graceful man ignores him. That one has never been good at listening. Then it happens. A gentle boom. So subtle, one might think it a trick of the mind. A heartbeat that is pulsed too long. A tremor in the muscles, not the earth. But the rook has seen this before. He has felt it before and watched as ripples tore out across a pond. Perfect concentric rings to lap against a well's rim. The graceful man smiles. Then a second boom breaks loose, strong enough to shake snow off the trees, strong enough to rattle in the rook's hollow bones. Suddenly, none of the people surrounding the well are bored. The graceful man cries out, a whoop of joy, and his arms fling wide, triumphant. He twirls to face the other man. Yet as he turns, his eyes briefly catch on the rook's. If he is surprised to see the bird, he does not show it.
"It is done," he declares, advancing on the round man. "The well is healed."
The round man smiles, a slow thing that makes his dark eyes gleam. For as the rook well knows, there are no creatures in the witchlands as hungry as men.
"His Majesty will be pleased," the round man begins, but a splash steals the rest of his words.
The girls have returned. The sun appears first, initiate. The moon follows next, complete.